Our guest at the cafe this morning is Bonham Mayor Roy Floyd. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark, yes. And it's good to be with you again.
You bet. It's been too long since the last time we talked. Well, we've talked a number of times about the Lower Bodark Creek Reservoir, and it was always off in the future as far as construction is concerned, but that is very, very close to starting now. Is that right?
As I understand it from the North Texas folks, is going to start. In fact, some of the workers are moving in already in the bottom. I met a couple here over the weekend that were looking for a house in Bonham, which is not an easy thing to do, really.
Mm-hmm. But it's just on the very edge of getting started.
We're thinking May 1st is the date. We talked to part of the staff recently, and they told us that it would take place right in early April, early May. So,
I see. And what's the timeline on that? How many years will it take to get that project completed?
They're telling us that the initial project, which is the dam and those parts of it, are going to take about 2 years to finish. So 24 months, and we should see something like start taking water in.
Mm-hmm. And no way of knowing, I guess, how long it'll take the lake to fill up, huh?
Well, there are several projections, but they are that projections. And they're saying anything from a year to 3 years.
Well, that's
if it's like some of the rains we've had recent times, probably 6 weeks.
Right, that's right. Well, that's even what you're describing is a relatively short period of time. Now, the North Texas Water Authority is the organization that's building the reservoir.
That's correct.
And
they're out of Wiley.
Uh-huh. And they have primary claim on the water.
They have primary claim on the water because they're putting up the $1 billion. That's B, billion with a B.
Yeah.
They are putting up that money to do the project. And so, therefore, they have the money in and they get the water out.
We're talking with Bonham Mayor Roy Floyd. We're talking about the Lower Bodark Creek Reservoir, which in construction expected to begin just within the next few weeks. But the city of Bonham and other cities in Fannin County can make a request for water, and they have access to it.
If we prove need for that water, any of the cities of Fannin County, and that's another thing where the judge and his court were able to work a deal with North Texas that allows us to get water as we need it, and that gives us a real opportunity, especially here in Bonham, as the host city, if we need the water, we can always get it. And that for future needs is going to be a great thing for Bonham.
Mm-hmm. We're almost out of time, but I want to ask you another thing about this that I thought was very interesting. There's going to be some zoning meetings concerning housing around the new reservoir, and you tell me that's the first time that's been done, that a lake will have a zoning plan?
Here in Texas, we had to get special legislation, and the judge and his court had worked really hard getting that done get special legislation that allows us to zone and that part of the lake, and we have a planning and zoning group that has been appointed by the county that allows them to be the zoning contact, and they will zone the lake for housing and retail and all of those things, give us a special permit to zone those areas. And it's first time in Texas that's been done.
And that'll let you avoid some problems that have been seen around other lakes around Texas and I'm sure all over the country.
Exactly. Where you see a house that is worth $50,000 sitting next to somebody's house that's $500,000. And you just don't want those things. So there's room for us all, but at the same time, zoning will help our cash in, cash out in the lake area.
Yep, a healthy organization of the development around the lake. Mayor, we're out of time. We'll talk to you again soon, but thanks for having a cup of coffee over the telephone with us this morning.
You're quite welcome, and just a reminder, our Heritage Days here is May 5th, so I want everybody to be a part of that.
Bonham Mayor Roy Floyd, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.